Once David HaMelech realizes the challenges that he's gone through are really for his benefit, once he's internalized the fact that he was never really distanced from Hashem in the first place, and in fact, even if he has made mistakes and fallen into a sense of depression or mourning, the Radak explains, I was nervous, I was upset, I was mourning for the loss of my soul. And now you've told me through the Navi, no, Hashem's forgiven you, he's wiped the slate clean, it's all good. You've turned for me my mourning into dancing. You've loosened my sackcloth and you've girded me with joy. It's an incredible pasuk. Rav Hirsch explains, once the experience of suffering caused me to come to the conclusion and to return to Hashem, I came to the realization that the very same event which I first deplored, which I was so scared was a step towards the grave, was actually of the most blissful importance. I realized that ultimately, Hashem, you're in control. You're guiding my life. You're taking me where I need to go. And therefore, as a result of this, instead of putting on sackcloth, I'm actually going to gird myself with a new joyful energy. It's amazing. David HaMelech is celebrating the fact that Hashem didn't keep me initially in my state of moral prosperity or goodness or wealth or prestige. No. That would have actually run the risk of causing moral stagnation. Rather, Hashem shook me up. He sent me a reprimand in the form of suffering. And this gave me the most incredible realization that Hashem still had confidence in my ability to improve further. And he still expects me to perform achievements of faithful service in my life. That's incredible. Instead of thinking Hashem's given up on me, Hashem doesn't believe in me, David HaMelech sees the challenges in his life through the prism of his own emunah. Hashem never gives up on anyone. Hashem gives us opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. And yeah, he's challenging us. But he's waking us up. And he still has confidence in our opportunity to improve. As they say, the biggest room in the house is the room for improvement. David HaMelech has the self-confidence. He has the bitachon in Hashem and the bitachon in himself to realize, despite the challenges, he's not been abandoned by Hashem. Quite the opposite. Hashem's given him an opportunity to improve, to come closer, to become bigger, to become greater. And he viewing the challenges in his life through that prism, everything looks different. And I can start singing and dancing through things that just a few moments ago I was going to mourn about. It's unbelievable. David HaMelech is teaching us a lesson for all time. And what an incredible way to daven. We don't know how Hashem's going to answer our prayers. Are we going to get the things we're davening for or not? And the point is, it doesn't matter. Because ultimately, whatever he gives us is for the good. For our good. If we can daven from that perspective, realizing that even if things shake us up, they're still for our benefit, for our growth, for our goodness. What an incredible way to daven. To feel held by Hashem. Goes back to the beginning again. Mimcha Hashem ki dili sani. He's absolutely holding me, suspending me, looking after me at every stage.